Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy and Ben with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Brisbane Portrait Prize has announced that it will accept AI-generated artworks for consideration this year. Organisers are stating they will accept entries completed whole or in part by AI. Entrants will have to provide a description of the AI methodologies they have used, which will be taken into account in the judging process. The hope is that this move will encourage the appreciation of art to grow and reflect societal change. However, the move has garnered controversy among artists. Some are pessimistic about the decision, including Brisbane photographer Glenn Hunt, winner of the Digital Prize in 2020, who said in a statement to the ABC, "What's the point of having a competition where you're going up against a computer?" Others, such as painter Stephen Tieran, believe art is subjective and that AI tools may still be part of the artistic process.
Surprise flooding in Warra has prompted a call by the Western Downs Mayor for better flood monitoring systems. Water rescue teams admitted to being surprised after overflow from three creeks converged on the town of Warra on Tuesday night, resulting in the emergency evacuation of 29 people. Authorities have reported flooding exceeded the levels experienced during the 2010-2011 floods. Western Downs Regional Council Mayor Paul McVeigh says a better monitoring system of overland flows is needed to prepare the town for future flooding events.
In national news, the Western Australian and federal government has reached a controversial agreement to fully fund public schools by 2025. The agreement will see the federal government increase its share of WA public school funding from 20% to 22.5%. Meanwhile, the WA government will lift its share of funding by an equivalent amount. Under the New Deal, funding for public schools will reach the status of fully funded as outlined by the school resourcing standards set out in the 2011 Gonski report. However, other states and territories have rejected the precedent the deal sets in their own negotiations, calling on the federal government to take on a greater share of the funding burden.
A Chinese embassy official has criticised the Australian ambassador for cyber affairs and critical technology for attributing a range of cyber attacks to China. Ambassador Brendan Dowling commented publicly in November that China posed a cyber threat to Australia. Russia, Iran, and North Korea were also mentioned as threats. A Chinese representative in the audience reportedly disputed Mr. Dowling's assessment, saying that China is a positive force for good across the world. Mr. Dowling reiterated that Australia called on all nations to uphold cybersecurity.
And in international news, leaders in the EU have reached an agreement to send $50 billion in aid to Ukraine. The agreement has been reached despite threats from Hungary to veto the aid transfer. The first 4.9 billion euros, approximately $8 billion, is set to be received by Ukraine in March.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 33 degrees. The UV rating is expected to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.